800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Rick Manning, president of ALG, that's American for Limited Government, DailyTorch.com. So here Pelosi's waving her magic wand, I guess, right? And you say Congress acted to pass extended paid leave, COVID, affecting federal employees. It didn't say all workers. No, they didn't. That would have been easier to write, I think, right? All workers.
Yeah, it would have been easier to write, but I'd say the reality is that there were, like in every circumstance, if the federal government, the legislative branch, all the people who work for the legislative branch, not all, but most of the people who work for the legislative branch, the people who are involved in writing legislation, mm-hmm. they all live in Washington, D.C. They all live in the Washington, D.C. area. There are about a million federal employees who live in the Washington, D.C. area. So everybody who lives here knows 3, 4, 10, some of their best friends are federal government employees. And as a result, if there's a federal government employee concern, it tends to rise to the top because Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, the staff, sometimes the members, actually live here. And they forget, they don't realize that what happens in the inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. doesn't bear any resemblance to what's happening in Oklahoma City or yeah. L.A. or anywhere else in the world because of the cocoon that we live in. And so the real problem, Chuck, in all of this is that, of course, the federal government, the legislative branch is going to disproportionately favor federal government employees. It's one of the hardest things is fighting for limited government, is you have to take on your entire neighborhood for all intents and purposes in doing that. And that's what this really gets down to. As long as the federal government is entrenched with the federal government employees, the decision makers, people elected, and the federal government employees are in the same basically boat, it's very difficult to get the people back home represented. It's why the District of Columbia wasn't supposed to have a vote in Congress, and it's why it's absurd that for them to say they don't, because they've got 435 votes in the House of Representatives because they all live here. So that's the reality. The answer is simple, and it's a hard answer. I'm having some people look at it constitutionally if we can do this. It's, the Constitution says the government needs to be in Washington, D.C. I'm questioning whether or not the legislative branch has to be in Washington, D.C., because if we can move the legislative branch for every 10 years to a different place around the country, you would destroy the institutionalized bureaucracy that controls so much, because you'd have people living, the legislators actually and their staff actually living with real people. And you get legislators living with real people at that point, the entire perspective of the federal government changes. You have to take the legislative branch out of the swamp to make it work. I don't know if we can do that.
Well, that would mean
the single best solution
to
solve it.
Yeah. The thing I'm looking at now, and I may be way off, but if you move the swamp, all right, and all the workers, does that to another location? Well, then do they lose that house in Washington, D.C., and then they have to keep looking for more housing? Or do they do all this telecommunicating like they did during COVID? We'll work from home.
Well, the critical piece is that the legislative branch is a very small employer. Every congressman has like 18 employees, and 9 of them are in the district. So the legislative branch are relatively small employers. And so if you just move the legislative branch, not the administration, not the executive branch, which is all the bureaucracy, you move the legislative branch away from the Washington, D.C., you would effectively separate the people who write the laws in the legislature and do the appropriations in the legislature from those who most benefit from increased appropriations. And in doing so, you give the rest of the country a chance to have a say, rather than having the federal bureaucracy being the only people who don't lose any jobs and don't feel any pain while they're making diktats all over America on destroying businesses about what should be done. When they aren't equally sharing. We weren't all in it together. Yeah. We aren't all in it together. The federal workforce are separate. They are treated separately. They're special children. And the fact is, because they're special children, the government will continue to grow until we break that pattern. We will always have the federal government employees viewing the world as the taxpayers work for them rather than they work for the taxpayers.
Yeah. We're not all in this boat together, so to speak. So there.
No, we're not.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much, sir. Look forward to our next visit. And Rick Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, and the website again is dailytorch.com, dailytorch.com. We'll do it again, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. You know, in a bold statement, all right, that does not portend well for Prime Minister Bennett's fragile coalition in Israel now, Arab Islamic Party coalition member Mazen Gehem threatened that if Israel responds to Gaza rocket fire, he will topple the government. Just 2 months after 4,000 rockets bombarded Israeli cities, these threats from a coalition member have now sent shockwaves to an Israeli public that's starting to recognize the danger of having a fifth column in the governing coalition. Direct from Jerusalem to discuss Israel's growing existential threat from within is David Rubin. He's former mayor of Shiloh in Israel, author of the new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Hello, David.